Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. He is scheduled to return June 2019. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. If you live in the Kansas City area, please join us in a live Sunday service from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Our services are currently being held at 1721 North 9th Street in Kansas City, Kansas, 66101. It is our sincere desire that you live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. Amen. Let's continue with our teaching titled, The Prayers That Reach the Throne of God, which we started on May 1st. Most Christians know that praying should be a part of our life, but there are far too many who do not understand how to pray effectively. As a result, they blame God when their prayers go unanswered, or say that the Holy Scriptures do not work. I know from personal experience that the outcome of unanswered prayers can devastate a Christian and cause the person to backslide into sin. This is one reason that our God says that His people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Listener, pay close attention to what I'm about to say. We have the knowledge available to us in the Holy Bible. However, if we do not diligently study God's word and then apply the truth to our life, we allow Satan to destroy us because we are operating in ignorance of God's promises. It is for this reason that this teaching is designed to explain in detail how to pray effectively. We will be examining why it is important to pray daily and which type of prayer to use for the specific challenge we are facing. I will be identifying 9 different types of prayers that are in the Bible for God's people to use and how to use them correctly, whereupon guaranteeing that our prayer will be heard by our Heavenly Father and your need met each and every time you pray. Keep in mind that our God has told us in His holy word to come boldly to His throne of grace to find help in the time of need. Our Heavenly Father wants to hear from us and supply all of our needs when we approach His throne according to His word. This study will consist of 10 parts: an introduction, part 1, the prayer of agreement, part 2, petition prayer, part 3, intercessory prayer, part 4, anointing with oil, part 5, laying on of hands. These parts we have completed thus far. Part 6, gifts of healings, which we will complete today. Part 7, the prayer of praise and worship. Part 8, special anointings. And part 9, the prayer of consecration and dedication. You will find out from this teaching that each of these types of prayers have clear biblical rules that we must follow if we want our prayers answered. God's biblical rules for praying give us precise instructions on what to say and which type of prayer we should use for the challenge at hand. When you pray according to the appropriate biblical rules in faith, you will never again wonder if God heard you or if you will receive the petition of your prayer. In short, your prayer life will not only increase in victories, but bring you the perfect peace of God that surpasses all understanding while you wait in faith for the manifestation of your petition. We welcome our first-time listeners and encourage you to go to our website at kccfc.net to hear the first episodes of this teaching, now archived under our radio broadcast page. We do not want you to have a gap of information regarding this important teaching. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. Please note that for this teaching, I will be quoting from the Amplified Study Bible, unless otherwise stated. Now, before I ran out of time last week, I was sharing with you the last set of the 3 gifts of the Holy Spirit, which reveals something. Let's continue with the Word of Wisdom. Word of Wisdom is the supernatural revelation by the Holy Spirit of future facts in the mind and will of God. Let's turn to Acts chapter 21, verses 10 and 11. Again, Acts 21, We're going to read verses 10 and 11. Verse 10 says, "As we were staying there for some time, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. And coming to see us, he took Paul's wide band, belt, sash, and bound his own feet and hands, and said, 'This is what the Holy Spirit says. In this same way, the Jews in Jerusalem will bind the man who owns this band, and they will hand him over to the Gentiles, pagans.'" Now, family, for those of you that, of course, have read this passage on various occasions, know that one of Paul's ministry assignments was to go out and do missionary work, set up church in various parts of that part of the world, and to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles. Well, he had a heart for his people, the Jews, and so he often wanted to go and minister to the Jews, but the Holy Spirit knew that he would not be well received. So this particular warning came as a result of Paul's desire to go to Jerusalem. Again, verse 11, the prophet told Paul that the same band belt that was around his waist would be put on his feet and legs, hands, and he would be held captive. Now, for those that have continued to read on to this particular chapter, know that this is exactly what happened. See, remember, God wants the best for his people, and he will give us insight into that future when it has to do with our safety. So again, the warning was given, and Paul chose not to accept the warning. I hope we'll do better when we get those types of alerts from the Holy Spirit. Let's continue. The third gift under these last three gifts of the Holy Spirit is word of knowledge. Word of knowledge, the supernatural revelation by the Holy Spirit of certain facts, past or present, in the mind of God. Let's go to Acts chapter 9. We're going to read verses 10 through 12. Acts 9, verses 10 through 12. Verse 10 says, "Now in Damascus there was a disciple named Ananias. And the Lord said to him in a vision, 'Ananias?' And he answered, 'Here I am, Lord.' And the Lord said to him, 'Get up and go to the street called Straight, and ask at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying there. And in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him so that he may gain his sight.'" Again, this is another event that took place with regards to Apostle Paul. At that time, he was known as Saul of Tarsus. And for those of you that know the whole story on Paul, know that he was persecuting the Christians. And as a result of that, Jesus got his attention by temporarily causing him to be blind. But he knew that Paul had a sincere heart, even though he was sincerely wrong. And as a result, he got his attention by blinding him and then by sending Ananias to lay his hands on him and so that he could receive his eyesight once more. So here's the Holy Spirit giving instructions. It says, "Get up and go to the street called Straight and ask at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying there." And at the very end, verse 12, it says, "so that he may regain his sight." Thank you, Jesus, for his loving kindness. And when we're sincere, he will attempt to get our attention so that we do not end up in the pit. So this is what happened to Paul, and thank God for that. This concludes part 6, Gifts of Healings. Again, the reason I shared with you these manifestations of the Holy Spirit is because we should desire them and pray that such demonstrations take place whenever we come together to worship our Lord so that the people in need will benefit. Let's move on to part 7 of this teaching. Part 7, the prayer of praise and worship. I want to start by defining the words praise and worship from the New Webster's Dictionary, copyright 1975. The definition of praise means commendation, favorable representation in words, bestowed on someone or something, homage, respect, offered as an act of worship, and expressed in words or song. Music sang unto the Lord is worship. The definition of worship means the performance of devotional acts in honor of a deity as a church service. The act of paying divine honor to the supreme being, reverence, submissive respect, loving or admiring devotion. This is why we should do things decently and in order when we gather together in our church homes. I know that many of you have someone who leads the service probably prior to the pastor coming up, and they will make these kinds of announcements. We should turn off our cell phones. Please do not conduct sidebar conversations while service is in session, or don't walk in late to church, because these acts disturb the flow of the Holy Spirit in a church setting. So these are the things that we should be mindful of as Christians, respecting and honoring our Heavenly Father. Now, this prayer is not for asking the Heavenly Father to do or give you or someone else something. The sole purpose of this prayer is to honor and thank our Heavenly Father for His goodness and mercy, to tell Him how much we love Him and appreciate His many blessings, to acknowledge God as the eternal creator of everything, including you as His child. I often thank my Heavenly Father in the morning that in Him I live and move and have my being. This special prayer is the only kind of prayer that you may direct to God and or Jesus. Unlike all other prayers where we must address them to our Heavenly Father and close in the name of Jesus, in the prayer of praise and worship, you may give our living God or Jesus our Savior the praise and worship for our salvation. We are going to read several examples of praise and worship from the book of Psalm, which contains 150 songs. This book is also known as the Book of Praises because almost every psalm contains praises to our living and worthy God. Let's start with Psalm 21. This song is a praise for help. We will read verse 13. It says, "Be exalted, Lord. In your strength, we will sing and praise your power. Amen." Let's go on to Psalm 35. This song is the praise for rescue from enemies. Let's read verses 27 and 28. It says, "Let them shout for joy and rejoice, who favor my vindication and want what is right for me. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who delights and takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall declare your righteousness, justice, and your praise all the day long." Amen. Let's go on to Psalm 138. Psalm 138, the song of thanksgiving for the Lord's favor. We're going to read verses 1 and 2. Verses 1 and 2 say, "I will give you thanks with all my heart. I sing praises to you before the pagan gods. I will bow down in worship towards your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word together with your name." Let's go on to Psalm 139. Psalm 139. This song is God's omnipresence and omniscience. Let's read verses 13 and 14. Verses 13 and 14 say, "For you formed my innermost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will give thanks and praise to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Amen. I want to close out the Old Testament examples of praise and worship by reading our final psalm, and that is Psalm 145. It is the song that extolled the Lord for his goodness. Let's read verses 1 through 9. Again, Psalm 145, starting with verse 1 through 9. Verse 1 says, "I will exalt you, my God, O King, and with gratitude and submissive wonder, I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and lovingly praise you. Yes, with an awe-inspired reverence, I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised, and his greatness is so vast and profound as to be unsearchable, incomprehensible to man." Verse 4. "One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty and remarkable acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wonderful works, I will meditate. People will speak of the power of your awesome acts, and with gratitude and submissive wonder, I will tell of your greatness. They will overflow like a fountain when they speak of your great and abundant goodness and will sing joyfully of your righteousness." Verse 8. "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works, the entirety of things created." Praise the name of our Heavenly Father and our glorious Savior, Jesus the Christ. Let's go on to examples found in the New Testament. These are examples of the prayer of praise and worship. Let's start with the birth of Christ in Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 20. Luke 2, 10 through 20. Verse 10 says, "But the angel said to them, shepherds, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For this day in the city of David has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, the Messiah. And this will be a sign for you, by which you will recognize him. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." Then suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, angelic army, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and in earth peace among men with whom he is well pleased." Verse 15. When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying one to another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem and see this wonderful thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he laid in the manger. And when they had seen this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were astounded and wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things, giving careful thought to them and pondering them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. Amen. Let's continue with Paul and Silas praising God while in prison. Please go to Acts chapter 16. We're going to read verses 25 and 26. Verse 25 says, "But about midnight, when Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so powerful that the very foundations of the prison was shaken. And at once all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. Family, I want you to know that even in a dark place that you may find yourself in, when you are right with God, when your ultimate goal is to please Him and live upright before the Heavenly Father, God hears your prayers and praises. And this is exactly what happened to Paul and Silas. They were on assignment. And yes, they were falsely in prison. But even in that dark place, they did not forget who they served, who was their living God. And they began to pray and sing hymns of glorifying and worshiping the Lord. And as a result of their praise and worship, the Lord created a way for them to leave, to escape, to leave that place that would put them in bondage. And I want you to know right now, family, that God loves you just like He loves Paul and Silas. So we have to keep our hearts right. We have to be about the Father's business. And when we find ourselves in situations that are ugly, where people have falsely accused us or betrayed us or caused havoc in our lives, you know that that is satanic inspired. So you pray. Don't ever, ever forget to pray and sing praises to the Lord for thanksgiving. That is the thanksgiving of the way of escape. And as a result of that, just like Paul and Silas, you will be given the way of escape in Jesus Christ. Amen. God tells us to worship Him in spirit and truth. Let's find out what it means for us Christians. Please turn to John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. We're talking about the prayer of praise and worship. We're not asking God for anything. We're not pleading for anyone else, but we're just thanking Him for His goodness and His mercy. We're thanking Him that He created us and gave us life and life more abundantly. So in John chapter 4, again, we're going to read verses 23 and 24. Let's start. But a time is coming, and it's already here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit from the heart, the inner self, and in truth, for the Father seeks such people to be His worshipers. Verse 24, God is a spirit, the source of life, yet invisible to mankind, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. Family, how can we worship in spirit and truth? One cannot worship a God that they do not have knowledge of or understand. Therefore, God has given us His Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, our guide, and comforter, to help us. It is through studying the Holy Bible and the leading of the Holy Spirit that gives us insight of how to worship our living God. In short, it is by receiving the gift of salvation in Jesus and being obedient to God's word that we truly worship our living God by spirit and truth. What an awesome way to give Him respect, the due respect, the reverence, the honor, and the glory. By taking the time to study His word, to find out who He is and how He operates, so that when we stand before Him, that we would truly worship Him according to His word. And it's so simple, family. I know we make it difficult because we are deceived by Satan. He keeps us from taking the time to study His word, to take the time to pray and meditate on His beautiful holy scriptures. But if you would just take that time, that place where you can have that still small voice you could hear from the Holy Spirit, I know you would benefit from this immensely. I know I have. I have enjoyed all my time in studying the scriptures and worshiping the Father through study and praise. And I know it can be just as good for you.
because God loves you and He wants to share who He is with you so that you can be that mature child, that son of God who can operate in faith and do those things that you've been called to do, to develop those gifts and talents and be that woman or man of excellence, always abounding in the work of the Lord and receiving the due praise in the Heavenly Father. God wants to exalt His children and thank them and be an awesome God to you. Allow Him to by taking the time to praise and worship Him. Family, my time is up, but this does close out part 7, the prayer of praise and worship, with one scripture, and that is Hebrews 13:15. Let's read that and then we'll close out. It says, "Through him, therefore, let us at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of lips that thankful acknowledge and confess and glorify his name." Amen. Love you all.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.